Module 1, Lesson 3, from the Kalevin Cash Law Machine. Learning objectives: understand why community accelerates your investing success. Learn how to effectively engage with fellow Kalevin investors. Declare your goals publicly to create accountability. Identify what support you need and how to ask for it. Set yourself up for success in the rest of the program. Why community matters. Here's something that might surprise you. Think about it. When you're trying to figure out if a neighborhood is good for co-living, you can spend hours researching crime stats, employment data, and zoning rules on your own, or ask someone in the community who already owns a property in that zip code option. 2 takes 5 minutes and gives you better information. Community isn't a nice to have. It's a competitive advantage. The network effect: every investor you connect with has their own network of lenders, contractors, property managers, and deal sources. Your network isn't just the people you know, it's the people they know too. Types of support you'll need as you build your co-living portfolio. You'll need different types of support at different stages. Knowledge support: people who have done what you're trying to do and can share what they've learned. Market specific insights: deal analysis, feedback platform, tips and tricks, renovation lessons learned, resource support, connections to service providers who understand co-living, co-living friendly lenders, contractors who get it, property managers, attorneys and CPAs, accountability support people who check in on your progress and keep you on track, weekly check-ins, goal tracking, celebrating wins, pushing through blocks, emotional support, people who understand the journey and can encourage you, dealing with fear, doubt, handling setbacks, spouse, family dynamics, imposter syndrome, how to engage effectively. Not all community participation is equal. Here's how to get the most value. Do this. Introduce yourself fully. Share your background, goals, target market, and current challenges. The more context you give, the better advice you'll get. Ask specific questions. Has anyone invested in Sitkoda? Beats: where should I invest? Share your wins and losses. Both help others learn. You'll be surprised how much sharing a mistake helps someone else avoid it. Help before you ask. Answer questions you can answer. Share resources. The more you give, the more you get. Follow up. If someone helps you, tell them how it went. People love to know their advice made a difference. Avoid this. Vague questions. Is co-living a good idea? No one can answer that without more context. Asking without searching first. Many questions have been answered before. Search first, then ask. Only taking, never giving. Communities run on reciprocity. Contribute. Expecting others to do your work. Can someone analyze this deal for me? No. Learn to do it yourself, then ask for feedback. Quality over quantity. Deep relationships with 5 active investors are worth more than 500 followers. Focus on building real connections, not just accumulating contacts. The power of public goals. Here's a psychological hack that works. Publicly declared goals are more likely to be achieved. When you tell others what you're going to do, you create social accountability. You're not just letting yourself down if you quit, you're letting down everyone who believed in you. This is why your first community action is posting your goals. How to write a goal post. An effective goal post includes who you are, brief background, where you are now, current situation, ignore your guiders, what matters, your motivation, what you need. I'm Marcus, a software engineer in Dallas, and I'm committed to building my co-living portfolio. Where I am, I own my primary residence and have been analyzing deals for 6 months, but haven't pulled the trigger. I have $50 saved for my first investment. My goal: Acquire my first 4 2-bedroom Halaven property in DFW within the next 90 days. Why? I'm tired of trading time for money. I want my money working while I'm sleeping so I can eventually spend more time with my kids. What I need, anyone investing in DFW suburbs, specifically looking at Garland, Mesquite, and Irving, would love to connect with someone who knows these markets. See how that works? It's specific, authentic, and ends with a clear ask. Posts like this get responses. Your community actions for this lesson, you have 3 tasks. Action 1. Complete your goal post template. Use the template below to craft your introduction and goal post. This is the foundation for your community presence. Open template action 2. Identify your support network. Who in your existing life could support your Halaven journey? Think. Friends, family, colleagues, or online communities you're already part of. Action 3. Find one accountability partner. Identify at least one person. Ideally another course member who you can check in with weekly. Share your goals with them and set up regular touch points. How to ask for help. Many people struggle to ask for help. They feel like they're imposing, or they don't want to appear needy. Let me reframe this for you. Asking for help is a gift you give to others. Most people want to help. It feels good to share what you know. When you ask for advice, you're giving someone the opportunity to feel useful and valued. You're not taking, you're inviting them to contribute. The perfect ask formula context. What's the situation? What have you already tried? Specific question. What exactly do you need help with? Gratitude. Thank them in advance for their time. Good ask example. I'm analyzing a 5BR property in 30,311. The numbers look good on paper. $185, $650 room potential. But I'm concerned about the crime stats in that specific block. I've looked at spot crime and crime grade. But I'd love to hear from anyone who actually owns in 30,000. Notices. Specific situation. Specific question. Gratitude. This gets helpful responses. You've completed module 1. Congratulations. You've finished the foundational module of the Halaven cash flow machine. Here's what you've accomplished. Shifted from traditional landlord thinking to Halaven investor thinking, seen real proof with actual case studies and numbers. Documented your why and investor identity. Prepared to engage with a community of fellow investors. What's next in module 2? You master the platforms and system. You'll set up your accounts, learn tenant acquisition, and build the operational foundation for your portfolio. Key takeaways: community is a competitive advantage, not a nice to have. You need 4 types of support: knowledge, resources, accountability, and emotional. Give before you ask contribution. Build reciprocal goals. Create accountability that drives action. Asking for help is a gift to others. Open goal post template. Ready for module 2? You've built the foundation. Now let's master the platforms and systems. Continue to module 2. Check your understanding test, what you just learned. No grades, just reinforcement. Lesson resources, download. Lesson, PDF, download audio,